While you're there at the newspaper, you're also flying in the Naval Reserve.
I was. I was flying one weekend a month, on Saturday and Sunday. Students at OU and some of us who lived in Oklahoma City got picked up down at the Max Westheimer Field in Norman, and usually in an old TBY, flown down to Dallas, where we went through training with our fighter squadron.
But then you were kind of becoming restless at the newspaper, and you did have offers from ad agencies.
I kept asking my boss at the newspaper what future I might have at Daily Oklahoma, and never got an answer except to tell me they had great plans for me. So a man named George Knox did a very small advertising agency, but a very good reputation for a nice operation and creative reputation. So I went. My boss, O.C. Brown, said, "Why didn't you tell me?" I said, "I tried to tell you for a long time, but you never told me about what these plans were." He said, "We were afraid if we told you that you'd quit working so hard." And I said, "Well, that would have indicated I was the wrong guy you picked, wouldn't it?"
So you went to work for George Knox Associates.
Right.
Some of the accounts that you handle there.
I took those three little accounts, by the way, in there with me and kept those going. But Hales Mill Alley Appliance Distributor was the account on which the agency was founded. By the way, the Mullally was Megan Mullally's granddaddy that had that business. And Progress Beer was down, and each one of those two represented about a third of the business, and then there were a lot of little accounts. Hank Moran, the insurance man, was one of the accounts. Kilpatrick Lumber, Hotel Black, City National Bank,